about that, y'all. Let me
Blog Talk Radio.
Put the number in. I can't see the chat, but I will right now. I want to know what everybody's thoughts is, man. Now, this nigga said he was in the precinct, sound like the first 48 with the burgers and fries. You know when you see a nigga on the scene in the damn interrogation room, and this nigga got a Lucy, a cigarette, a cup of coffee, a damn orange juice with some fries and a burger. He telling on even his own mama. Now, by him saying some shit about that, about Pete Rock, Pete Rock seemed like a cool dude. But God damn, son. See, here's the thing. There's a lot of shit that goes on in the industry that these certain gatekeepers like flex, even though he's a dick. He's a dick. Let me give a quick story real quick, a quick sidebar. Yeah, he's speaking truth, Sharkbite, because a lot of them know each other and they be getting those, you know, those news, you know what I'm saying? They be getting firsthand secret shit that stays within a circle of the industry. Sometimes it don't get out. And I always wonder why what happened between CL Smooth and Pete Rock, but that really never came out. You know what I'm saying? And Heavy D, rest in peace, is his biological cousin. They are blood cousin, son. And I remember seeing Unsung, a Pete Rock. I just seen it on TV One. He was talking about his sister said that she used to try to hunt down Heavy D for him to take Pete Rock on a roll with him. You know what I mean? And Pete Rock always wanted to be on a roll, so he put him under his wing. And Heavy D introduced him to the game. So now fast forward when, you know, before he died or whatever, he wanted to, you know, get some beats from his blood cousin that he put on to the game. And you're going to charge, you're going to tell your cousin who put you on to give me upfront money. You dig what I'm saying? Like, that's some real crab shit. Let me take this phone call right here. Everybody, I need y'all to give me a call. I would like to hear y'all thoughts. The number's in the chat is right there, pinned up on the bottom left-hand corner of the screen that you see. The number is 319-527-6193. We got area code 253. What you want, goddammit? What's your thoughts?
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, brother? You got to talk up a little bit more for me. What's up?
My bad. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. What's up?
Yeah, this your boy, Death Chef, out of Seattle. Now, this shit got to stop, bro. Like, flex, come on, bro. Like, this is so slanderous that it's irritating, my nigga. Right? I don't know none of these niggas, but I'm just not used to a nigga being able to move like this. Like, this dude moving like he's a kid. Just saying,
I'm sorry. People be killing me. Be like, yo, you be cutting people off. I'm sorry about that. But somebody in here by the Royal Report, show Rob D. He says, I've been knowing Pete Rock for 37 years. None of that crap he said is true. Flex takes stories and spoken. Hold on. Please, Rob D, can you call into the show? That'll be
great. Get him on here.
Yes, call right now. The number's on the screen.
Yep.
319-527-6193. Please call in, brother. Yep. Thank you. I would really appreciate your call. So call in, goddammit. Go ahead, son.
You could go. I was about to say, you could get somebody who really know the business and get me up off of here. I'm just, you know, tapping in just because I'm hearing this ridiculousness. And I've been around a minute, man. We all know how flex do it. But to me, bro, this is just beyond reason right now. Like, what is he on? Is he doing something extra? You know, because people get new habits. I don't want to put nothing on this nigga, but this nigga crazy, bro. He gonna end up getting washed, bro.
Yeah, somebody gonna hurt him. I'm surprised Jay-Z ain't put them boys on him. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, when you do stuff like this on national syndicated radio, you putting yourself out there. So if anything happened to him, the police know where to go. FBI know exactly where to go. Now, I don't know if this is Rob. If this is Rob on the phone, is your area code 973? Because if that's you, yo, you can call in a little bit later.
Get him up in here. I'm out.
Peace. All right. Hopefully this is Pete Rock's friend. 973, you're on the air. What's up, family? This you?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, like, Funk Flex, man, he too old doing all this crazy stuff, man. You know?
Right, let's talk about it.
Yeah, like, you know, I've always been a fan of Funk Flex, but it's like, you know, we all need to get along and things like that is just ridiculous. They both black men, they, you know, they both doing their thing. And I don't, like, I never appreciate when a black man put another black man down, you know? So it's like, you know, and I just hope that all this can stop. And there's a lot going on and we all just need to get along, you know, somehow, some way, you know, and big each other up, not tear each other down. But that's all I wanted to say.
Hold on. You can't, hold on. I ain't going to let your ass go that easy, bro. Now, and I say that respectfully, you know what I'm saying? You said you knew Pete Rock for 37 years, and you was here listening to what Funk Flex had to say. What was it that he was lying about? What was he lying about? And if anything, since you knew him for 37 years, at least conclude by telling us how Pete Rock really is as a person. So let's start from there. What was Funk Flex lying about, please?
I think you misheard me. I didn't know Pete Rock for 37 years. Funk Flex, I don't know what he was lying about. He could have been telling the truth about everything. I just don't like that.
Hold on.
Is that
your cousin, man? Do you know him for 37 years, family? Because there's a lot of I'm not saying it's you. There's a lot of short cheese bus kids. I'm one of them. But at least I'll be telling the truth. Do you know him, man?
No, I don't know him.
So why the fuck you gotta say you know him for get your ass up out of here. Get your ass out of here, man. Yo, do you see these weird niggas, man? I knew him for 37. What the fuck, son? You see? I say it all the time. The internet is the safe haven for all types of weirdos, all types of crazy niggas. These niggas is crazy. Nigga, it was a dude on my, that was a faithful person that watched my show and call in. What was that shit? Tory Lanez. Do y'all remember when the Tory Lanez shit about the security, the one that was locked up, or some shit like with the gun, some crazy shit, and he went viral. It was the nigga. That dude was a faithful listener because I heard his voice, and I was like, nigga, that was you. And this nigga went viral acting like Tory Lanez security. Y'all niggas is weirdos, man. I mean, catnip. Y'all, there's a word for y'all niggas. Catnip. Now, hold on for a second. Let me see if Funk Flex came back on. Y'all niggas is, I know I'm special. I'm really one of them special niggas that need two seat belts in the car. But nah, y'all niggas, y'all on a short bus with one seat. And y'all, Jesus take everybody will. Let me see if this nigga on, goddamn. Alright, he's not. Alright, he's on, but he's playing music. You know I can't play that shit. I don't want no trouble. Let me go to my boy Brooklyn to Cali. What you want, goddamn it? What's going on?
What's good, Mike?
Ain't shit. These niggas is crazy. So these niggas making me look real intelligent out here. Cause y'all know I'm crazy. These weirdos making me look real good out here. Keep going. What up?
Hey, man, I just wanted to speak on a little situation. I feel like, and I'm joking, like Flex is the kind of person that, you know, since he has a platform, he can reenact anything however he want to. He can spin it however he want to spin it. But for the most part, from everything I've seen and heard from him, he's always been a solid individual. Him and CL Smooth, you know, they have creative differences and they don't really do music the way they used to. It's been a while. But, you know, Flex just an attention whore, man. But he attention whore, but a lot of the shit he's saying is true.
Yeah, hold that thought. Somebody say he on now. Hold on, let me see if he is. Come on, baby.
That's what New York City sound like, what Funk Flex sound like. Hold on.
Hold on. New York, the real New York. I'm in a
I don't live in Miami. I don't live in Colorado. Uh-huh. Come to my block and see me, my
oh.
All of y'all know I've been there, man.
All right. Go ahead. Continue, family. Everybody, please make sure y'all hit that like button. Please hit that like button. If you're new, make sure y'all subscribe to the platform. Go ahead, fam.
A lot of what he's saying is true. A lot of these guys are bitter. A lot of these guys are washed as far as industry standards because they refuse to try to even switch up their styles a little bit. Hip-hop is supposed to be about innovation and growth. Don't get me wrong. A lot of this new shit is fucking garbage. Don't get me wrong. We'll keep it 1,000. It's fucking trash. But at the same time, the thing that made hip-hop the number one music in this world is because it was innovative, it was creative, and not everybody could do it at one time. Now everybody is trying to do it. They done watered the shit down, and this shit is fucking Western management. Trash. Western waste, man. That, I ain't gonna lie. All that drill shit, that shit is garbage. And you know what? I hate to make it coastal, and I don't want to make it coastal, but I'm about to make it coastal a little bit. Atlanta is showing niggas how you should support each other if you want to have dominance in this fucking game.
Right.
They're showing you. The thing that tripped me out about New York and even Cali now, because you're starting to see them try to take on some of the personalities of niggas from other places.
When I don't like that.
When you were the innovators and the creators, you was you. Like, everything that come out of New York now sound like it's from somewhere else.
Well, I'll say I have to, because I'm a New Yorker. It's a lot of these new niggas, because the new ones.
That's
the,
what I mean. That's what.
You know what I mean.
Let
me say this too for the people who's listening. I already opened up another screen. I'm going to play back what he says. So for those who missed it, I'm gonna play it back after the next call. I'm gonna play back everything that he said. So I already got it queued up. So if y'all missed it, I'm gonna play it for y'all in a few minutes. Give me less than 5 minutes, all right? Go ahead, family.
Let me tell you, we about the same age, Mike. We came from an era where it was Tribe, it was P.E., it was Daylight. Man, all them niggas was dropping shit at the same time, and they all had their own lane, even though Tribe and Daylight was from the same clique. They still had their own lane. All this shit right now is nigga hear some shit on the radio, it catch fire, and the 50 million niggas try to do the same shit. That's why the shit is trash. The lyrics is trash. Niggas ain't writing shit. These songs is for ADHD niggas. Whatever happened to the third verse in these hip hop songs, my nigga? They don't even. When the last time you heard the real third verse?
Yeah.
You don't hear that shit. I'm telling you, what these niggas need to do is stop fighting with each other and find a way to bring purity back to the motherfucking art form. It's embarrassing to see these 40 and 50 and 60 year old niggas fighting over shit when we got a bigger problem with the music. It has no fucking substance.
Yeah, that's a
it
fact.
It has none. I'ma fuck this bitch. I'ma hit this. I'ma take this Molly. I'ma hit this perk. I'ma slide down with the chopstick, or I got a 40 in the dick. Pause. You know what I'm saying? Come on, my nigga. And then you wonder why all you motherfuckers going to jail, because you fucking indicting yourself like
that's
some dumbasses. Man, look, I ain't really called to make no rant. All I want to say is that, man, you know what the music was and what it could be. It's niggas like Griselda that, man, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, these niggas would have been, they would have been cracking, because the sound has changed now.
I mean,
they still
cracking because they just have that core audience, that the ones that like us, we miss that sound, we miss that purity, the lyrics and all that, you know what I mean? So they definitely carrying the torch. It's just that that exposure that really needs to be done is not there. But I will say with Funkmaster Flex, when he replied to Conway's initial response, he was saying that you did tracks for Eminem, you were signed to Eminem, you did songs with Jay-Z, you was around all that. So you had that opportunity. You can't blame anybody. And really, you don't really need the DJs. Really.
But
for that syndication.
Griselda don't take off the way they supposed to because they just like Westbrook. They only play one kind of way. They don't make radio-friendly songs. They don't make girl songs. They don't do none of that shit. They stick to their formula, and that's why they stay in their box.
Absolutely. Yo, Mike, you know I got love for you, man, but it's quite a few holding on, man. So,
one love, man. Right? One love. Peace out
to everybody. Brooklyn, the motherfucking Cali.
Yes, sir.
One. All right, everybody that's in here, right? I'm going to take these three calls, but I'm going to make these quick, and I'm going to replay what we heard. But before I take that next call, let me see if Funkmaster Flex is on talking his shit. Let me see. Not yet. He's still playing that music. I think he's done, but we'll see. You know, he always saying some shit. So I'm going to take these calls, and I'm going to play back what he said. I'm going to go to area code 631, then 718, then 917. Please make it quick if possible. Area code 631, we got Long Island in the building. 631, what up?
Peace, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Talk to me, man. What's up?
Yeah, well, first off, you know, the phone, the area code-wise is Long Island. But, you know, in New York here, of course, we can get all the area codes we want. So, but I'm from Mount Vernon. I grew up in the era. I grew up with everybody. We have Pete, I'll be sure. Puff was there. Puff talking about he from Harlem. That nigga's from Mount Vernon.
He's from Mount Vernon. He's not from Harlem. His pop's from Harlem. I'm sorry. Continue.
Exactly. Puff is from Mount Vernon, everybody, in case y'all didn't know. So I grew up with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, we was all friends. Eddie F, Trouble T Roy, God bless the dead, you know. But, you know, shit happens in the game, bro. Like, I'm sorry about my cyber cursing, but back then there were certain things. There were certain things that went on, and where certain dudes, like, you know, you grow up with, and niggas like the YGs. It's like the younger generation now, they don't know about the YGs. Then the YGs was tearing New York up. Everybody know it. That's why Flex mentioned them. But those were our dudes growing up. And they just, like, everybody was looking at them as a gang, but they wasn't a gang. It was just a bunch of niggas from the hood that you grew up with, and everybody just formulated. So, but there was two rappers out of the YGs, which they were brothers, Tom Guest and Kenny Guest, you know?
Mm.
And so Tom is still in Mount Vernon, and his brother Kenny is in a wheelchair because he got shot in Yonkers in front of a strip club. In front of a strip club years ago. So he got shot, and he's in a wheelchair. He lives down in Texas now. He's been down there for a while now. But they was a group back then. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the niggas had issues with Pete because of whatever certain things, right? But a lot of stuff, too, was happening because of jealousy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to keep it a buck. Niggas was jealous because Have put on Pete, and Pete started blowing up doing the production stuff that he was doing. You know what I'm saying? So this is what was going on. This was the buildup. And CL, of course, is not originally from Mount Vernon, but he comes from Queens originally. Then his family was living in New Rochelle. So then, of course, he's in Mount Vernon with the rest of us. So we consider him family, of course, as time went on. You know? But, yo, at the end of the day, the incident, like at the at Wilson Woods pool, because that's what it was. And, like, Nothing But Love, like, Hev used to throw that shit every year. And, of course, an incident did happen. Like, Flex is not lying about, you know, like, yeah, but the thing is this, bro. You know how many years ago that was? We're talking early 90s, right? That's, like, almost goddamn 30 years ago. Like, yo, Flex, at the end of the day, Flex is 50-plus, right? A dude that old, what are you still doing playing music to 16 and 17-year-olds? Like, yo, let's keep it 100. So a man who's willing to just get on the radio and talk like a child, oh, this happened or that happened, like, nigga, you a grown man with kids. But you don't want to talk about the stuff that happened not too long ago with you beating your wife, though, because that was already press.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, people forget about this stuff. And it's like, yo, bro, who are you to throw stones at anybody? You know what I'm saying? And like, yo, we got to keep it a buck, too, about this industry, bro, because I grew up in it. You know what I'm saying? And it's what's my dude's name? Homeboy, he's in Atlanta now, but he shot all the video stuff for Dame. And he caught all that stuff with Jay going against him over at Def Jam. Choke said the real shit, yo, to everybody, like about Flex and all that stuff he put out about the homo stuff. Like, all that stuff is real. All that stuff is truth.
Right.
Like, yo,
you said you was in the industry. You was in the industry too, right?
I grew up in it because of Hev. So I seen stuff. I know stuff.
Well, can I get a story? You don't have to say no names, but you know what I mean?
No, bro, there's a lot of stories. A lot of stuff y'all hear, people would not want to think because, you know, people idolize, like, you know, like, yo, you ain't supposed to idolize nobody. They put out here to be idolized by these powers that be because of whatever agendas and all this stuff, right? But at the end of the day, man, that's part of the thing. Which is this little ritual stuff that people are doing, like the homo stuff, the sexual acts and all that stuff. That stuff is real. That stuff goes down. For whatever reasons, niggas is trying to get in positions and they got funny little things with people. So that stuff is real, man. Stuff ain't no joke. But, yo, at the end of the day, too, when you want to talk about gatekeepers and all that stuff, and people want to talk about the regression of hip-hop, especially here in New York, like, yo, those that had the power are no longer living in New York, and they allowed all this nonsense to happen. A la Puff, a la Jay, they both living in California. But these are supposed to be the kings of New York. These are supposed to be the gatekeepers. They allowed all this nonsense to come. After Big and Pop, that was supposed to happen. Like with Big, I hope y'all know, that was business. Like, that was business.
Right.
Don't allow Puff all this stuff now, him dancing and all this stuff and all this clown stuff. But that nigga, yo, I'm just going to say it because what, well, niggas ain't going to do shit anyway. But at the end of the day, that nigga, yo, that nigga had a lot to do with Big leaving here, y'all. Y'all better wake up because it's business. You know what I'm saying? It's business. Real talk. The nigga Flex is mad. Yo, bro, I gotta say this. The nigga is mad. Flex is mad because P exposing his ass about the nigga taking money. He was always taking money. He was known for that for years. Niggas know that. P, he's mad with P because P exposes that. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I speak to P all the time because that's my brother. We go back. You know, the nigga P always been the same real dude. Yo, when it comes to family always argue. Brothers going to argue and fight. And meaning I'm talking about with him and CL. Shit done happened in the past, bro. A lot of shit happened. But at the end of the day, though, that's up for them two to work out. It ain't for him to just want to just talk about whatever. Nigga, ain't nobody doing that to you. So since you want to do that, but then you got to worry now about in them streets. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Whatever's going to happen, because he talking like he a tough guy out here. He ain't never been no tough guy.
Right.
So
me and my dude from the projects was going to beat him up and at the tunnel. We was telling him to shout our projects out. He gave us a look. Niggas had to hold us back because we was going to throw bottles at the nigga and everything. Word up. So
bro,
he was going to get fucked up.
Yo,
that
bro, that Flex, niggas know from uptown or whatever. Niggas know Flex always been a clown, bro. Niggas know that. And he up here acting like he's some tough guy and like, he act like Tom. Since all this time done went by, like, you know, nobody remembers shit. My nigga, you a wife beater, my nigga. You a wife beater. You beat women up, my dude. That's what you do. So how are you looked at as some holier than thou dude? Nah, you not, bro. So what gives you the right to talk about the next man, bro? Nah, never that. No. This industry shit is clown shit, bro.
Let me ask you this last question before I go to the next call. Yeah. I got your number. So what you think, two questions. What you think, are you going to speak to Pete Rock? What you think, what he's feeling? And second question, what you think is going, do you think Flex need to watch out after this? Because it was a lot of stuff that he was saying. That's a lot of allegations and really trying to put niggas' name in the dirt.
Flex,
shit like that.
First of all, Flex should just shut up. Flex should just shut up. Yo, stick to what you know, nigga, playing that whack-ass music you playing on Hot 97. You know what I'm saying? You got an agenda, so you've been given your marching orders by those that run shit, so that's all he's doing. But on the second of all, Pete, like, yo, me and Pete speak constant. We were just texting. Right before we started hearing this radio shit, like, we were just texting. And he was saying the same shit like always. Yo, I can show you. This nigga's mad because I exposed him. It's exactly what he just told me in text, like, over half an hour ago.
Do you think I'm pushing it if I ask? I could only shoot my shot. Do you think you could have him call in, or do you think he won't even do that? And which will be understandable, but do you think he could chime in and call in for 5 minutes, 2 minutes.
Going, Pete? It's like this, yo, first of all, right? Because when we were just texting, that was on Instagram, right? And Pete is so accessible, right? He's always been that same real person. You can reach out to him. He'll see that you have a show. And you can reach out to him. He's right there on Instagram, and he speaks to everybody, bro.
I follow him. So,
send a message, bro. He talks to you. I'm telling you. He talks.
All right. So, listen, let me take these calls, because some of the people done missed it. So let me replay this back. I got your number. I'll definitely be hitting you up soon, man. So I definitely appreciate your call, family.
Peace, brother. Appreciate it.
Peace, King. All right, there's one more caller, y'all, and I'm sorry. There's one more caller, 917 number. I'm going to make it quick, and I'm going to replay what just happened. But first, let me see if Funkmaster Flex came back on. Let me see. Yo, that new Nas with Preem, DJ Premier, that shit is hard. I ain't going to lie. That beat is crazy. All right, let me take this last call, and I'm going to replay exactly what just happened, y'all. So be patient. For those who's new, please make sure y'all hit that like button and make sure you subscribe and click on all for all notifications. If y'all would like to show love to the platform, if you would like to donate, please show some love to the platform. We got area code 917. What you want, goddammit?
Yo, what up, my boy? What you talking about?
Ain't shit. Talk to me, man. What's poppin'?
Hey, yo, word to my dead cat, right?
Oh, not shit. Only, what's good, nigga? I ain't hear from you in a minute. What you want, nigga?
Listen, yo. Not only is Flex not the only nigga that's taking money to play records, bro. Like, all of these niggas taking money to play records, bro. All of these, every last one of these niggas. Will, Self, Envy, all of these sus, all of these niggas, bro. Like, every last one of these niggas. So my whole thing is, like, you can't be mad at one nigga because everybody doing the same thing, right? But at the end of the day, if a nigga want their record played, bro, they know what they got to do to get their record played. You feel me? Like, and I'm on the artist side. I'm definitely on the artist side, right? But at the end of the day, bro, these niggas got to make their bread. Like, all right, it's fucked up, and it's the game that we playing and shit and the industry that we in. But, bro, niggas know that this industry is fucked up, bro. Niggas don't need these radio people, bro. That's the problem. Niggas be wanting to be on the radio. Like, nigga, that shit is not going to do nothing for you, bro. Who listens to the radio anymore?
Right, so in the next radio when I'm probably talking that shit to... You know what I'm saying? To get that, you know, I guess to get them rainies, but he been doing this for a minute. It is syndicated, but he really is a dickhead. We all know, I really don't really fuck with Flex like that, but you know.
When he just put up this shit, Mike, listen, when Flex put up that post and said, I'm going on the radio at 7 o'clock, and he posted all of the artists' music that didn't release that he's going to be playing, my stomach started hurting. my stomach started hurting because remember when he did that a few years ago with Drake and he didn't even have the record or Meek Mill,
yeah.
One of them niggas?
Right,
like,
yeah,
Flex,
yeah,
bro,
yeah.
This nigga Flex is a troll, bro. But the thing is, bro, I feel I want to hear what Pete Rock got to say. So I feel respectfully like you should just have your mods spam Pete Rock Instagram in a chat, bro. And everybody just keep on going to comment on that nigga Pete Rock Instagram, comment in the phone number. Just comment the phone number on the Instagram, bro. Write him messages so he can come on the show, bro.
Yeah,
I want to
hear
what he got to say,
bro. If any of y'all in there and y'all follow him, hit up his DMs and shit and put in this number and all that. You know what I mean? See if he could call in. I'm going to do it myself, man. But anyway, man, yo, listen, man. Word of my dead cat, man. I appreciate you calling in.
You know that.
All right, stay up, King. Peace. All right, everybody. Let me play it back for y'all, all right? So I know y'all being patient. Thank you for being patient. Let me see if he's back on first, and I'm going to replay it. Then
I'll get it from the producer. I'll get it from the studio. I'm going to get it from somebody. Somebody's going to give me them songs. I'm just telling you.
All right, so he's playing that same song again. All right, so let's go. Let me share my screen real quick. Thank y'all for still staying in tune, man. Yes, please, everybody, if you can, hit up Pete Rock right now. Put in the number 319-527-6193. DM him his last fucking video he put in there, put on the shit. Hit up that the chat. Tell him to call in right now, goddammit. And hopefully he do, man. Salute. I got a lot of love for him myself, so... You know what I mean? Definitely top five when it comes down to producing. You know what I mean? Definitely top five. So anyway, let me share my screen. We're going to go right to this, you heard? We're going to bring it back for you, baby. Bring it back. All right. Hold on. So. All right. All right.
Of course.
Probably not.
I could play it. You know why? Because I'm live. So let me see. Wait. Here we go. Let me see. All right, here we go. Let me bring it back.
32. 32 years ago, you were on the radio. 32. You think things have changed just a little bit since then? No, right? You don't think so, right? I know you don't. 32 years ago, you're on the radio. And you produced a ton of songs, a ton of records, and a ton of things. A ton of good records. No, iconic, great records. Including yours and your album. But you know what I found out about you, my brother? You didn't write those verses.
Thank you, official.
Grand Poobah wrote all your verses on your album. And CL Smooth wrote your verse on Down with the King. My phone is lit. That also makes you a fraud, my friend. So you say that you want to upkeep hip-hop. And you were all for hip-hop and preserving the culture, but you didn't write your own bars. You, my friend, are a buffoon. So, what year was I in? 1990? 92? 93? 92? 30 years ago. So, you put out an album, an amazing album, by the way, which you didn't write your bars. I'm sorry, Grand Poobah wrote your album bars, and CL wrote your bars on Down with the King. That was the best verse of your life. You didn't even write it. So crazy. A lot of history lesson here in New York. I did my homework. If this boy wants to go, we going to go. Okay. I'm doing a whole lot of remixes. But your friend DJ Eddie F is the one that put you in power. All of those remixes you got were really for Eddie F. He passed them to you. Now you're suing him. This is crazy. Allegedly. That's what I heard. This is so crazy. And Eddie F. put you on. Heavy D wanted to go in the studio with you, rest in peace. And you wanted the money up front out of his album budget before you gave him the beat. Do you remember when you fell out? That's so crazy. But you want to uphold the culture. And I'm not upholding the culture. Is that correct, my friend? If you did not make that album with CL Smooth, the Carmel King with the golden voice, is which had, and he has an amazing radio voice. That's the only people wanted beats or remixes from you, my friend. Okay? Which I can't believe that's how you're getting down, my brother. So you're suing Nas. He's suing Eddie F. Eddie F is Heavy D's DJ from Heavy D and the Boys, New York, who was, and will continue to be very important in the music business. And he put that buffoon on. Now he's suing him. Fast forward. Where do I, remixes. You're doing a lot of remixes in production, my brother. But you know what you forgot since you were a little stupid? When you did those remixes, you took the money up front. You didn't do your royalties. You didn't do any royalties for those. So now when you hear those spinning on the radio and you see it on Apple and Spotify and what's the other one called? Tidal. Sorry, Jay. I'm sorry. I'm not. Man, I apologize again, man. Now when you see it on those places, you don't get any money. That's why you're so upset, because your money's tight. You remember when you were calling my office, let me turn the music down, and begging me to play at the tunnel? Did you forget that, man? Did you forget that, bozo? No, you couldn't have forgot that. No. New York City, I'm going to share a couple other things with you. Mister, do you remember when the YGs took you to the ATM machine to take out that money for them after they beat you up? Do you remember that, when they took you to the ATM and made you take out your card and take your money? Do you remember when you were at that Nothing But Love cookout, beat you up in front of that cookout? No, I'm sorry, that was 2-5. 2-5, that was 2-5. You remember you were talking to his baby mama? You remember they beat you up in the park? You didn't forget that, though, did you? No. You remember when the YGs took your chain and your watch